Pharaoh could yet save Egypt. He was informed that the monarch would not yield until God should visit judgments upon Egypt and bring out Israel by the signal manifestation of his power. Before the infliction of each plague, Moses was to describe its nature and effects, that the king might save himself from it if he chose. Every punishment rejected would be followed by one more severe, until his proud heart would be humbled, and he would acknowledge the Maker of heaven and earth as the true and living God. The Lord would punish the people of Egypt for their idolatry and silence their boasting, that other nations might tremble at his mighty acts, and that his people might be led to turn from idolatry and render him pure worship. Again Moses and Aaron entered the lordly halls of the king of Egypt. There, surrounded by lofty columns and glittering adornments, by the rich paintings and sculptured images of heathen gods, stood the two representatives of the enslaved race. The king demanded a miracle and evidence of their divine commission. Aaron now took the rod and cast it down before Pharaoh. It became a serpent. The monarch sent for his wise men and the sorcerers, who cast down every man his rod and they became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. The king, more determined than before, declared his magicians equal in power with Moses and Aaron. He denounced the servants of the Lord as impostors, yet was restrained by divine power from doing them harm.